might stretch out to eternity.
And with calendars. The beautifully symmetrical motion of planets and suns. The master clock. Beyond this, we don't know what time is.
But the Earth is turning irregularly on its axis. Gradually, as the years pass, it is slowing down.
Something that repeats itself over and over again. It might be the daily sweeping of the sun across the sky. The principle of something that repeats itself over and over again. Or unwinding spring. Or a pendulum scraping water. Or unwinding spring. It is the principle of entropy on a very long scale. It is the principle of
a certain fraction of the year 1900 is the definition of a second.
The principle says that the natural state of things is diffuse, chaotic. It means that every rock and every planet is slowly disintegrating. And with every passing moment, the universe as a whole is becoming more disordered.
Scientists computed exactly.
Time is a personal perception rather than a universal experience shared by all. Everything in the universe is gradually slowing down.
Talking about now is now. How long is now? When it's now on Earth, is it now throughout the Andromeda Galaxy? Have you ever left now? Would it surprise you to learn there are lots of places where now happens at a different time. For us, there is a continually moving point in time which we call now. This now separates the past from the future. It is always now. Time is a long string of now. Stops abruptly at the present.
It has long been believed that there is a connection between motion and change and the passage of time. We sense the passage of time by noting motion and change. Indeed, that is our perception of objective time.
Millions of different rates as compared with time on Earth.
We are caught irrevocably in its forward motion.